And turning to church news, Pope Benedict XVI received the seminarians, priests, faculty, and administration of the Pontifical French Seminary today at the start of celebrations marking the end of more than a century and a half of the seminary's life under the direction of the Holy Ghost Fathers. Chris Altieri reports.
Founded in 1853, the original class had a dozen students, the first of more than 5,000 priests to receive training at the House of Priestly Formation that was envisioned by the French bishops as a place to strengthen ecclesial ties to the Holy See and prepare men to combat the secularist Gallican movement at home. Pope Leo XIII declared it a pontifical seminary in 1902. The seminary will now come under the immediate direction of the French Bishops' Conference.
Je souhaite confier d'une manière particulière au Seigneur les apostolats que la congrégation.
Pope Benedict XVI said, "We must thank the Lord for the work done in this institution since its opening, especially for the continued success of the mission of the Holy Ghost Fathers, especially in Africa, and that they might continue to draw strength from the charism that has lost none of its strength and its acumen."
La tâche de former des prêtres est une mission délicate.
The Holy Father also reflected on the challenges of priestly formation, saying, "The task of training priests is a delicate mission, and seminary life is demanding because it is preparing those who will be the shepherds of the people of God, the people that Christ has saved and for whom he gave his life." "It is good," said Pope Benedict, "that the students remember that if the Church is demanding with them, it is because they will take care of those whom Christ has purchased so dearly." The Pope went on to say he hopes that seminarians so privileged to study at the French seminary might use their stay in Rome to become acquainted with the history of the Church, to discover the true nature of the Church's Catholicity, in union and unity with the living successor of Peter, and that this discovery and unity might be at the heart of their pastoral love for the Church. I'm Chris Altieri.